Psalm 136, just selected readings. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, his love endures forever. Give thanks to God of gods, his love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, his love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. He remembered us in our low estate, his love endures forever. And freed us from our enemies, his love endures forever. He gives food to every creature, his love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of heaven, his love endures forever. Three things I'd like you to, three people I must introduce. Stop, Ryan. I'm in the preaching zone here. Okay, so first person I'm going to call up, and just got to quickly check who's coming up. Okay, yes. Okay, so Cameron's coming up first. Cameron is going to represent Rosemary and David Gray, who were here many years ago. Then I'm going to call up Malcolm, who was here, and then I'm going to ask if Tommy would come up representing our Mulwenny Church. I'm not going to kind of introduce you individually. If you just come up one after the other, Cameron, this is good to go for you. Thanks so much.
Right, good morning, everyone. I am Cameron. I am the youngest of David and Rosemary's three very naughty boys. We arrived here 33 years ago now, 32 years ago. And every time I see someone who was here at the time, they always say, but you were that big, and I was that big, and I was that naughty. But it's amazing to be back and to see the church so alive and well, which is amazing. I think one of the first enduring memories for me is, those of you who were here will remember that my father supported Western Province not because he wanted to support Western Province, but because everyone else supported the Sharks, so he must. And one of my most enduring memories, and I'm a bit sad I didn't get the photograph, but there was a show where the stage was there. There were big curtains, and I was pushed out. I was that big. I had a Western Province jersey to the floor, and I was just pushed out as a kind of poke of fun at the congregation. The funny thing is, as soon as we moved back to Cape Town, my dad suddenly started supporting the Sharks. So, in order to poke fun at that congregation. So, it was a journey. But it's just amazing to be back and to see the church, and it's so alive and full of life, and to think back to the time that we had here and all the amazing memories, the trips to the Drakensberg Gardens and Mother Goose and Camp Jonathan. It was just such a special time. And my wife and I moved here about 4 months ago, and when we were trying to make the decision as to whether to move back to Durban and chatting to my folks, and they were just reflecting with such affection as to the friends and the memories that they made here, and dare I say, a lot more than their time pastoring in Cape Town. So you can be assured that you all, or the church, is remembered so fondly. Message from my parents. Congratulations, friends of Hillcrest Presby, on the church's 50th birthday. What a celebration and a milestone. And we look back over the years and we see how faithful and good God has been to this church, and we're grateful for that. It was a privilege for us as a family to serve the Lord with you, and from January 1991 to September 1997, and to share our lives with many of you who are still here. When we left Cape Town for KZN, it was a daunting prospect as we had no previous family or friends living here. But you soon embraced us with love and support, and we soon felt at home. Ever since these years in Hillcrest, we have enjoyed treasured memories of the experiences and friendships we had with you as we grew together in the Lord. There are so many happy times, life in the church manse and Friday night youth, in the prefab, sunrise services in the Valley of a Thousand Hills, and church camps at Camp Jonathan and the Drakensberg Gardens, mission trips and lots more. We continue to pray for you all as a congregation as you move into the new things God has installed in the years ahead, and we a very happy birthday party with much love and thoughts from David and Rosemary Gray.
Good morning, everyone. It is awesome to be back here and to share with you guys. I retired from this church in 2011. I'd served here 13 years, so you can work out when I started here. But I do want to thank the leadership for actually flying us up here. You just don't know what it means to us to be back and to see the growth, to see the changes, all good, positive. And I really want to congratulate you all, including Brian, and just say you have done so well. God has been good. 50 years. It's an awesome time, you know, to think that this congregation has existed this long. I remember every now and then Doug Crawford from the Pinetown congregation would sit roughly over there and come and worship with us when he'd retired. And that was just an awesome experience for me as well, just to think of that man who was responsible for being the driving force to get this church planted up here. And now you guys have planted another church, and that's how it should be. 50 years. Carol and I have been married 50 years. Never thought we'd get this far. But one thing further, I never thought I'd get to the age of 80, which I celebrated in May this year. And you know, something happened to me this year. When I thought of those two dates, I thought to myself, life is crazy. I started thinking right back to my childhood. I started seeing God in so many ways, working quietly, in ways I could only recognize later on in life. I saw my own failings and foibles and things that I'd done wrong, but that was okay because I know that Jesus has covered that and forgiven me for that. What has amazed me is the way God was preparing me for things I did not dream of in my life. And I want to say to you this morning, as you celebrate 50 years of being a congregation, first as individuals, start thinking back over your lives. Start seeing not so much the negative side of how you failed, but the positive side of what God has done in you and maybe hopefully through you. And then do that as a congregation. Is this scriptural? Do you realize that that word remember occurs 231 times in our English translations? God was always saying to his people, remember, think back to those challenges you had, but think back more importantly to how faithful I have been. And I want to leave with you a challenge this morning that you do all that God wants you to do. Never fear, because you have a lot of history to look back on, and you can say, God has been faithful. So remember. Don't remember those experiences that are so special in your life and you want to relive them. Don't think back to a special occasion in a church and say, we want to relive that. God is always doing something new. Trust him. He is going ahead of you, and he will lead you on. And so I just want to leave that word with you. There are too many memories, and people are reminding me of things I'd long forgotten. But just the awesome way that God worked in our lives, just to bring Brian here. I mean, I think Brian stole the story, but the way he was youth pastor in Kempton Park, and the way God has led us, led him, led the session, and led me independently to the same verse of scripture over 1 week, weekend, to confirm that he is the man who should be here. So we give thanks for that. I also want to just bring you greetings from the minister, Reverend Peter Langman of Durbanville Presbyterian Church, where we currently worship. And he brings greetings and just says, keep on keeping on. So God bless you all. Thank you.
I'm not going to say my name because people have said for me. we are so blessed to be here. We are so grateful that we are part of this wonderful big family. And it's such an honor for us to be here and worshiping God in the same space. Hallelujah. Ever since I heard from the office that we'll be celebrating, we'll be celebrating 50 years. There's this verse that stuck in my heart that is found in Philippians chapter 1. Paul is writing to the church there, and it's from verse 3, 4, and 5, and 6. I'm just gonna read that, and then I'll be out of here. Amen. It goes like this. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy. If you can underline that Paul is saying, when I remember you, I pray with joy. And that word joy, it can also say, when I remember you, I pray with reverence. But Paul here is saying, I pray with joy. And he tells us why he prays with joy. He says, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day up until now. Wow. The reason that Paul prays with joy is because of the partnership. Now, when we speak about partnership, we speak about people that are journeying with us or journeying with you. Like, I'm married, I've got a partner. Amen. and my partner knows my heart. And sometimes he understands me more than I understand myself. Now, also in the church, when the gospel is preached to us, we receive the gospel and we are transformed. You remember the woman that was the Samaritan woman? Remember the story? Jesus preached the gospel to her. And after Jesus preached the gospel, she became the partner of going back to the village and spreading the news and saying, come and hear the one who has told me everything about me. Amen. So that was partnering with Jesus, partnering with the gospel. So Hillcrest Presbyterian, you have partnered with the gospel. You have spread your wings to Molweni. And that is partnering with the gospel. It is good when the gospel does something for you, like the blind Bartimaeus who received his eyesight. And the word says, after he received his eyesight, he partnered with Jesus and followed him. So we are called to receive the gospel and partner with the gospel. And it's not only partnering in money. You know, by living a righteous life, a godly life in your community, in your family, you are partnering with the gospel. By sharing love with other people, you are partnering with the gospel. It's not only in money. And Paul here says, I'm praying for you. In joy. So when I go to God, I'm so grateful that I'm praying for the people that are partnering with the gospel. So this is what I wanted to speak to you as the church, that you have been partnering with the gospel for 50 years. And God has been doing so many great things to different other people. Some of them are not here. But because of your partnering with the gospel, their lives has been transformed. Some of them don't come to your church every Sunday. Like Pinky there at the back. But you partnered with the gospel and built a new home for her. That is partnering with the gospel. So we are so grateful that for 50 years, this church has been partnering with the gospel. And leaders, Umfundisi, ish, Nazog, here comes the Zulu in me now, popping out. Pastor, that's why I always call him Umfundisi, he knows. So we've got people that are praying for us. And as Pastor Brian is one of the leaders that God has ordained and set apart to lead this house, when he prays, make sure that when he prays for your name, he goes to God with a joy in his heart because he sees that you are partnering with the gospel. You know, when we are in the staff meeting on Tuesday, the things that I hear, they melt my heart because you will hear that so-and-so is taking care of that, so-and-so is doing that, so-and-so is doing that. So what I've learned that Hillcrest Presbyterian Family Church is partnering with the gospel. May God bless you and continue partner with the gospel because there are greater things that God wants to do through this church. May God bless you. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks, Tommy. Thanks, Cameron. Thanks, Malcolm. And now, I wasn't sure if it was the 10-page sermon or the 3-page sermon. Oh, it's the 3-page sermon. Three things this morning. Malcolm shared some things, and you'll see there's some dovetail that's going to happen here, which is really awesome. His love endures forever. That I'm going to say that more than once this morning because that's what we believe. His love endures forever. Then I'm also going to say today, 50 years of God's goodness. That is something that I fully believe God has just been with us for so long. And I'm going to share 4 stories to say how I've seen it. And there's many, many more. But I really thought these are the most powerful that I can share this morning. And then I want to say, remembering is the fuel of faith. And you might have heard the word remember. Remembering is the fuel of faith. As I share today God's goodness, I want your faith to be strengthened so that when next week I say, would you believe what we're going to do? You go, we're strong because of what we've experienced, what we've heard. So inception. Some folk down the hill, some Pinetown folk here today, welcome. Who else is from Pinetown this morning? Are you representing? Okay, Alan. Thanks, buddy. And Alan built you built the storeroom. Yes, you see. So Alan's a part of us more than we even knew. So there's Alan from Pinetown. They couldn't be here. They service at the same time. But in 1974, folk decided that they would step out of their comfort zone and go to this little town up the hill called Hillcrest and start a church. Started as a home church. Then it went to the Moth Hall. And I've got a picture of the Moth Hall over here. I think. Oh. Okay, the Moth Hall was in the video. And at the same time, 1974, this piece of land was bought, but the Moth Hall is where we started for 2 years. Then when that was too small, we moved across the road to the little Catholic church, and we met there. And then 2 years later, this building, which is now the next picture, was built. And that's where we started to worship, in this place. But there were these people who said, we should go and do something there. And it's a very important thing. I have one photo, and this is like a quiz just because I want you to stay engaged. Just bring up the next one. Now, don't go to the next photo yet, okay? Now, in this photo is somebody who's still in our church today. Do you know who it is? Actually, you joke, but did you see the young photo of Bevan at the... we saw that photo. Do you know who it is? Dr. James. Okay, reveal. Ka-ching, there's Dr. James. Hey, would you believe it? So when they were unveiling that stone, there was Dr. James, part of us already. At the time that we were planted here, 7 churches were planted from Pinetown, and that's when I said, when I got here, I said, we've got to plant a church because that's what we do. If we were planted, we have to be faithful to that, and we have to plant. Of those 7 churches, 5 of those churches still are active today. His love endures forever. 50 years of God's goodness, and remembering is the fuel of faith. This is a very important story. In 2010, we went to the Mighty Men Conference. There were 300,000 men at the conference, and there was a place where Angus said, come to the front if you want a banner. Now, we don't show the banner yet. We didn't care what the banner said. We're South African. It's free. 299,999 other people also thought it's free. And masses of men went forward for these banners. We never got one. So we came back supercharged. It was a great conference nonetheless. But a week later, 2 men came to the church and they said, we were at the Mighty Men Conference and we got a banner and it's not for our church. They're from Hillside Church. They said, it's not for our church, it's for you. And I said, what do you mean? And they said, you're the very first church. We're 1A Old Main Road, if you don't know that. That side of the road is Gillett's. This side of the road is Hillcrest. We're the very first church. And they gave me the banner, and this is what the banner said. I've appointed you as watchmen. Teach my message to all people. We are the watchmen of Hillcrest. We're the very first church. Everybody that comes into Hillcrest and goes out of Hillcrest goes past God's house. In 2012, 2 years later, there was a preacher, a guest preacher, who didn't know that story, and they brought the scripture, Isaiah 62, verse 6. I have posted watchmen on your walls, O Jerusalem. They will never be silent, day or night. We are the watchmen and the gatekeepers of our community. That's what God has placed within us. Every time next door comes to say, we want to buy you, I say, well, God's put us here. We shouldn't really leave. God is faithful. His love endures forever. 50 years of God's goodness. Remembering is the fuel of faith. My third story. In 2008, there was a moment where it was November, there was a tornado that came through Hillcrest. The tornado came right through our church. And we weren't on site. I got a phone call from Mavis. Her and Joshua were on site. It was a late Friday afternoon. They'd put themselves into the container because they were fearful. And I still remember the words that Mavis said. She said, there's a black snake coming down from the clouds. I came back to church in a rush. And if you remember that devastation, it was huge. We had this thing. We had this. This was our outside hall. You know that hall we've got now? The prefab. The prefab was a temporary solution. Somebody's going to tell me how many years it was meant to last for. It was like meant for like 3 years or something. And eventually it was still standing after 20-something odd. And then we knocked it down because one night at youth, one of the kids kicked a ball and just went straight through the wall. And the white ants had totally eaten the inside of the structure. And we just said, no, it's dangerous. Look, that wasn't the worst. When you jumped in a certain place, your foot went, you know, you went like, because 1 foot went into the floor. But anyway, we took it down, we demolished it, and we thought the best option for us was a park home. The park home had been up for 3 months when the tornado came through. Our insurance was up to date. Clever stewardship board. But the next picture, which you saw a brief glimpse of, on the left is where the park home used to stand. The park home was where the jungle gym is. The tornado had lifted it up and put it over there. Found some of those panels, the prefab panels, across the road in the office park. And so we thought, okay, well, God's trying to say something. And so we built the new hall. We were blessed that we had the insurance. We could do it. But for me, the thing that was the most important out of that experience was Friday evening, I sent out an SMS saying, this has happened. We need help. because we can't meet on Sunday. Some of the roof tiles had blown off and come through the windows. There was water everywhere. It was a mess. The tree in that picture, go back to the last picture, you'll see where the park home's lying. On the right-hand side, you'll see a tree. There were two avocado pear trees, and the one avocado pear tree had been twisted off. It looked like a giant had just taken it and laid it down in the parking lot. You couldn't get around the church because of the tree. And I sent out the SMS Friday evening saying, we need help. This place is a mess. We can't meet on Sunday unless we do something. There were more people that came on Saturday morning that usually come to a Sunday service. Congregation members, they brought friends. The whole tree was chopped up and placed in a nice place. The whole church was cleaned, roof tiles removed, and we met on that Sunday. But I remember that thing, and I thought, this is community. This is community. This is a family. And that's what's important about us, I think, is community. That's what I learned from that. And then, his love endures forever, don't forget. 50 years of God goodness, and remembering is the fuel of faith. Then, we're in a session meeting, and there's been a bit of talk about a possible coffee shop. On a Friday night, we have a children's program, and some of the parents said, we want to meet, we don't want to go home and come back. So they had, in that foyer, there was a table, and there was a coffee pot, and it kind of was set up on a Sunday morning, that was taken down, it was moved around. Every Friday it was different, 6 or 8 people sitting around a table making coffee. And they said, we need a place to meet. We need a coffee shop. We need a place where we can really meet. And so I'm sitting in a session meeting, and a proposal comes to do this thing, build this thing. And it was quite a big decision, but it wasn't so difficult because at that very same meeting, I had a letter. And the letter said, this money has been deposited into the church account, and it's for church building development only, please. And the number on the quote for that and the number on the letter were the same numbers. So it wasn't really difficult to say, okay, that's what we need to build. So most Friday nights we have 50 plus kids this side and 50 plus adults this side. So we thank God that He led us in that way. His love endures forever. 50 years of God's goodness, and remembering is the fuel of faith. And there's more. The Comrades Marathons, Malweni Church that we planted, holiday clubs. I could go on, but I said 4 stories. I've come to the end. My scripture, last scripture, Joshua 4:4-6. So Joshua called together the 12 men he had appointed from the Israelites, one from each tribe, and said to them, go over before the ark of the Lord, your God, into the middle of the Jordan. Each of you is to take up a stone on his shoulder, according to the number of the tribes of Israel, to serve as a sign among you. In the future, when your children ask you, what do these stones mean? We'll look at those stones and we'll say, that means that God was faithful. And so what we've done in the foyer to the left there, we're going to unveil a plaque after this. There's 3 plaques in this church already. That'll be the 4th. And it says 50 years of God's goodness. And we're going to unveil it as a memento, as a memory that God has been good. So when you come in on a Sunday morning, you'll see it and you'll go, God is good. And remember, remembering is the fuel of faith. Okay. And so that's where I want to leave us this morning. We're just about at the end. I'm going to ask the worship team to come up and close our song off, our service off with a song. And then I'm going to just make my way there. I'd like some of the special dignitaries to please come and have a photo as we unveil. And then if the coffee's more exciting or the cupcakes and cake are more exciting, you're happy to just kind of... whew, there's going to be a big queue, so if you want to come and stand just as we unveil, then I'd love that as well. But we remember God today, and we say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And there's many stories I know. I've just highlighted a few. We give Him grateful thanks for all that He's done. Let's pray together. Almighty God, we do give you thanks. Thank you, Lord, that we can celebrate today, that we can thank you in word, we can thank you in song, we can thank you in dance, in song, everything, Lord. Thank you that we can give thanks to you. Thank you that we can enjoy coffee because you led us in that direction. Thank you that we have cake that you're going to bless us with later, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your 50 years of goodness. Thank you for stirring hearts to come and plant a church in this place. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for stirring our hearts to plant Malweni. Thank you, Lord, that you are alive and well, and we know that you're going to do more. So we look forward to what you're going to call us to next. Thank you, Lord. Amen.